Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning. A second Broadway revival of Elf the Musical is coming this holiday season, marking the first main stem production of this title in a dozen years. The Yuletide Treat is based on the beloved 2003 film of the same name, starring Will Ferrell, James Caan, and Zooey Deschanel. It was also announced today that Gray Henson will lead the Broadway company as Buddy. A Tony nominee in 2018 for Mean Girls, he was last seen on Broadway last year as storyteller number 2 in Shucked. Further casting will be announced later. Elf features an original score by Matthew Sklar and Chad Beglin, with a book by Bob Martin and the late Thomas Meehan. This production will be a replica staging of the recent West End revival, which arrived in 2022 and returned to London the following holiday season, breaking box office records. Philip William McKinley will direct, choreography is by Liam Steele. The lead producers of this mounting are Temple Live Entertainment and Crossroads Live North America. Previews for Elf begin November 9th at the Marquee Theater before November 17th opening night. The limited holiday engagement will conclude on January 4th. Tickets are on sale now at elfonbroadway.com. The nonprofit Lincoln Center Theater has just named Lear de Bessonnet as their next artistic director. As previously announced, the current artistic director, Andre Bishop, will step down in June 2025. De Bessonnet, along with Bartlett Sher, who will assume the role of executive producer, will work to define the vision for the future of LCT. She is currently the artistic director of the Encore's staged concert series at New York City Center. Her departure date and successor have not yet been announced. According to the New York Times, De Bessonnet will select and oversee the theater's shows in its day-to-day operations. Sher will focus on strategic planning, fundraising, and global partnerships. Both of them are expected to continue directing shows in the future. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, September 8th. With Labor Day weekend now in the books, Broadway took a tumble last week, which has long been considered the industry standard. As the summer has unofficially ended, there are fewer tourists and schools are back in session. Total gross dipped by 9.5%, despite just a 1.4% drop in attendance. Part of that can be attributed to Broadway Week, the biannual two-for-one ticket deal that most currently running shows are participating in both last week and this. For a fourth straight week, Oh Mary set a new house record at over $1.1 million at the Lyceum Theater, which ranks it in Broadway's top 10 grossers from last week. In its first full week on Broadway, The Roommate, starring Mia Farrow and Patti LuPone, made over $463,000 at the booth. Opening night is tomorrow. And in its first four previews, McNeil, starring Robert Downey Jr. in his Broadway debut, raked in the big bucks at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater, grossing over $746,000 at one of the highest average ticket prices of the week. Despite the slip, Broadway still grossed $25.46 million across 26 running productions last week. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.